That's right.
His river is wide.
That's right.
His river is coming out from sin and rock, the Savior's side.
That's right.
His river is clear, this river is pure, this river is bright.
Amen.
This river of God is flowing free.
Amen.
Priceless living spring.
Amen.
Wherever it flows, it conveys the tree. Brings life to everything.
Shines in the darkness and the
shines in the darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
The darkness did not overcome.
Amen.
It was life.
The light was the light of man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It's always good to get in our spirit. How was everyone's rest time? Everyone got some rest or studied probably, or did anyone do any basketball or anything?
It was soccer game.
Oh, soccer game. Whoa. Those are for the troopers. Freezing. Amen. All right, so this session, like we mentioned earlier, we are going to do a little overview, or kind of, not overview, but kind of learn a little bit of what's been going on all the campuses. So I'm going to read off the things again, so... because I had talked to some students in Rutgers, and they said they didn't write them down, even though I said write them down. So we can kind of just have a baseline and a framework to start off, and we'll to work off, and then talk about specific things that you enjoyed. So first, you can start off with the school name, so what school you're attending or university. How many are participating in the club there, or whatever you're doing at that university. What events do you do? So this might be like a Bible study or a gospel forum or something like that. But you don't need to get into the detail. Let's just kind of quickly go through these and maybe what you're covering in that Bible study. So like at Rutgers, we're covering, I won't tell you. You'll hear from the students. Maybe some other specific things that maybe you guys have been doing and pursuing together. So this is just to kind of help learn a little bit of what's going on the campus, but what we really want to hear is what you've been enjoying, what's been going on, how has the spirit been the wind blowing on your campus, how is a shepherd shared, right, there's a great high wheel. We want to hear how that's going on and moving on the campuses and hear maybe your specific experiences here. So maybe we can start with New York. We'll go with the schools in New York. So we don't... Shepherd and I were trying to think of all the schools, and there's so many. So maybe just volunteer one school, and then maybe you could write the name of your school here, and we can just make a list of the school. How about we do New York and then New Jersey?
So how about all the ones from Queens? Okay, if you're from Queens, you're going to school in Queens. Can you stand up? Let's see if we can fit everybody up here.
Oh, nobody? Nobody in Queens?
There's no, like, Queens. Okay, how about Queens, Bronx?
Long Island,
Brooklyn, because we know there are a lot of schools in Manhattan, so we're trying to separate. So all the schools are in Manhattan? Really? Oh, okay. Oh, it's, no, Caleb. Yeah, soon.
I'm going to stand up, Caleb.
Yeah, you could come up, yeah. And then just another note, if you are like maybe the only one on your campus, maybe there's not a set Bible study, that's okay. Don't be discouraged. Actually, like the brothers mentioned earlier, there are a lot of situations like that. You know, actually when I went to Rutgers way back in the day, there was not much going on, right? But still, the Lord's move, right? That was going on, right? And so we want to just hear how the Lord has been moving in you personally and then also... on your campus, if it's a small situation, you know, what the Lord's been doing in your locality, in your small group, Friday meeting, so forth, okay? So it doesn't necessarily have to mean that something related to the campus work, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so go ahead, brother. Make sure, again, write the name of the school, and then
we'll go from there.
The school I attend.
I attend Stony Brook University, and what's the school name? How many are meeting? I would say student-wise, that would be probably 10 to 15, and then there's a Chinese speaking and also English speaking, so the Chinese speaking, I would say also 10 to 15, so our campus meeting is we are together when we eat dinner, and then we sing together, and then we break off into our language groups. So what is going through the material? Oh, okay. So recently we went through the book of Philippians, and we are, we just finished Philippians, and praise the Lord for that. Amen. So besides the campus meeting, there's also a prayer meeting, and so that prayer meeting is on Tuesdays, campus meetings are on Fridays, and I really enjoyed the campus meetings. And okay, so I'll just say my personal experience. Recently, well, my sister, I don't know if you guys know her, but she was graduating. So a lot of the saints there were burdened for the younger generation, like the freshmen, the sophomores, including me, to take up the burden for the campus meetings and just handling all the like administration, club status, stuff like that. So recently we had a coordination meeting. This was when, I don't know if you know, Ariel and Preston, they also came back. And they went through with me and a couple of freshmen. They couldn't make it to this weekend, but they're going strong, amen. So we had a coordination meeting,
amen.
And I felt, to be honest, I really felt the wind blowing on me at that time, because it was, personally, I didn't really want to take the burden. I wanted to be that kid who goes to the meeting, get the blessing, and then as the wind blew on me, I realized that I do need to take up the burden, because other saints are taking the burden, and to be honest, it's not really fair. It's because a lot of the neighborhood saints, they're working, plus they're also burdening. They have a really strong burden for the campus on Stony Brook. So, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the face of the ox, that's what really touched me, because Amen. We need to be ones who take up the burden.
Amen.
And one thing I also touched about was I really had a burden that we needed to pray more for the meeting and for the blending in general, because we need prayer.
Amen.
Amen. We need prayer.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. And so that's what I have so far. Sorry. Amen. So there. So prayer. Amen. Amen. So that's good. Prayer is good. So I encourage you guys to pray.
Yeah. We also get names.
Names.
Yeah. Your name and then.
Oh, my name. Oh, yeah. Caleb.
Amen.
Caleb. There's Do you want names of, like, students?
Just
me, Caleb.
My name is Paul, and I go to
Queens College.
So. So currently, there's three of us who goes to Queens College.
Amen.
There's one brother and this other sister, but she's in graduate school. Mm-hmm. So the brother that goes there, he's graduating, this semester. And the sister that is in graduate school, she basically she doesn't go because it's like online, like stuff. So, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, nothing's really going on in Queens College. That's why we need you guys to pray.
Amen.
And it's not like other schools, where you guys have campus meetings, Bible for America. Then you have you guys meet up together. And we don't have that. So basically, when the brother graduates, I'm gonna be the only one there. And, you know, it can get kind of discouraging sometimes. Even now, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm like, because it's hard for me to meet up with the other brother because we have different schedules. So when I'm in school, he's not in school. And when he's in school, I'm not. So, you know, it's hard to meet up. But, yeah, I mean, we need you guys to pray. But what we do have is a home meeting that we go every Friday, which is, you know, sometimes could be the revival for me. So we go every Fridays, and well, I haven't been going for the past 2 weeks because I was busy with school and stuff. So the brother that goes to Queens College goes there, and then the sister that goes to graduate school there hosts the home meeting there. So yeah, it's a very enjoyable home meeting. Also other saints from, you know, like working saints and, like, you know, from other schools go there sometimes. So we would have more people. Yeah, so what I have to say is that, you know, even though I'm the only one there, you know, as what we're going through in Ezekiel, I just, you know, I realize that, you know, like, you know, where am I in my spiritual life? Which, you know, that's where the wind comes in. You know, even though I'm the only one there, obviously, you know, I can't do it by myself. Like, you know, I have to go, you know, preach the gospel to the students there. But what I can do is, you know, go to the body and, you know, pray with them.
Amen.
And I can get support from the body, you know, to,
amen,
for the Lord to gain his increase in Queen's College.
Amen.
Even though, you know, I'm going to be the only one there next semester, you know, I will need a lot of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah, that's what.
Amen.
I'm Amy, and I go to Brooklyn College. So my situation is sort of like Paul's, only I really am the only one in Brooklyn College. I don't know any saints who are going that I haven't met yet. I started Brooklyn College last semester, and it's so funny because I used to go to QCC before, and when I was in QCC, there also was not any campus Christians on campus club, but then in QCC there were a couple of us, a lot of saints who went, and I also had a prayer partner who regularly comes and visit my, who regularly came and visit my campus to pray with me and read Crystallization of Isaiah with me, and through that we had the burden to start the Christians on campus in QCC, and yeah, even though there were only three of us, we were able to set up the club. It took us a couple of semester, but it was a little bit of, it was somewhat of a same situation, but a little bit different because I'm the only one in Brooklyn College now, and I don't have any serving one, and I don't have a sister who can regularly meet and pray with me, and honestly, it's been really hard, and I'm just enjoying, like, what we've enjoyed this conference, that the Lord is blowing the north wind on me, and I have no idea why he blew me to QCC. It's not that clear for me right now, but knowing that the wind came from the north means that it came from God.
Amen.
And even though I don't understand what's going on, as long as I know I'm in God's direction, it's good enough. And also, I've also been kind of like reflecting of my attitude in Queens College, in Brooklyn College, from what the brother said earlier today about having the face of a lion, right? I just feel like I also am not that bold enough in Brooklyn. I haven't been praying enough for the college, and that's what I really should been doing. But I also realized that having a prayer partner or having at least a companion to move forward with you, and staying in a home meeting is very vital if you're in a campus. You meet so many different people that will question your views, that will question your faith, and that will really strike you. Sometimes it will even like affect you greatly. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have any prayer partner, if you don't have a companion, it will bring you down. It will affect your church life. Mm-hmm. But you know, you just have to, sometimes you have to look for it yourself. Like, do you have to really be more active instead of being passive?
Right.
You, my home meeting right now in even though I go to Brooklyn College, I always actually go, I try to go to the home meeting that Paul goes to, and that's all the way in Queens. Mm. So it's crazy travel. But, you know, you need the supply.
Yeah.
You need life to continue. So, amen.
Hi, we're NYU Christians on campus. My name's Bethany. So far in our campus meeting, we have about 11 students who meet regularly and about 4 serving ones who come support our meetings. And those are the Wednesday English Bible studies. And then on Fridays, we have about 30 Chinese-speaking saints who meet on campus. We're currently going over Romans, so we actually did a Bible challenge last semester on Romans. So we're going deeper into the book this semester. Actually, at the beginning of the semester, we had a lot of learning experiences with coordinating. And in the beginning, so last semester we had prayer times every Monday, but this semester, in the beginning of the semester, we wanted to change the time so more students can join. And we ended up not having that prayer time the first 2 weeks, and that resulted in a lot of miscommunication, and we realized we needed to be like the 4 living creatures coordinating on campus. So we reestablished our prayer call on Sunday night, and afterwards we learned a lot from the experience. Now, actually, almost every club member has some responsibility on campus, and it's been very sweet.
And then I think last week or 2 weeks ago, we actually had a truth forum. So we had a panel of brothers come and speak, and we had around like 30 people who came. There were some working ones. Also, Columbia attended, and they brought some friends. And I think it was a really great time to just go back, you know, to the basics and to, again, you know, revive us. We also have 2 home meetings. Well, there are a lot of home meetings in Manhattan, but there's 2 mainly that the NYU Saints go to. And I think for me, that has been really a supply this semester. Even though the home meeting that I attend is kind of far, and I'm always like, oh, it's so much work, and I have all of this. But really just being at the meeting and enjoying, you know, the Lord together with everyone else has been such an encouragement. I think right now we're reading through the life study of Ezekiel, and it's really encouraging to see, you know, the normal history of a Christian.
Okay. I'm Carissa. I also go to NYU. I think for the past 3 semesters now, we've been having appointments on campus. So the sisters get an appointment every Monday, and some of the brothers get appointments on Wednesdays, and it's been a really, really sweet time. We usually have 1 or 2 serving ones who are local saints, like working, or I don't know, We get like working or just like neighborhood saints come to campus to like have fellowship with us for an hour. And sometimes we, well, it depends really what you want to do. So like in my appointment, I'm reading portions of The Knowledge of Life. And so it's been a really sweet time to get into the Word. Especially for a lot of us, it's like really hard to like get into the Word during the week. So it's really good to have this like set time each week to, you know, have fellowship. You know.
Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany. I'm a senior at NYU. So as some of you might remember, last fall college conference, I talked about how we were doing the Bible challenge for the Book of Romans, and happy to say that we're doing another one. This time we're going through the heart of the Bible. So we're starting with Galatians. And something so incredible is that we started out with a WhatsApp group, and that has grown and grown, and it's become so big that we actually brought up the concern that maybe some people might feel uncomfortable sharing in a group message of like 30 saints. So instead, what we decided to do over winter break, we actually did 1st and 2nd Corinthians, is that we decided to assign people to groups of 5 to 6 brothers and sisters so that you could share in these small groups and then just encourage each other, make each other feel more comfortable speaking in smaller groups rather than the big one, but of course still use the big one for overflow of enjoyment. So that's been really great. If anyone would like to join us in reading the heart of the Bible, please let me know. And then the other point is when we were going through the four living creatures today, I was really touched by the face of the ox laboring for the Lord and just bearing fruit for him. So we had a Bibles for America distribution table in our student center last month. And we received quite a few contacts. And this was my first time ever reaching out to a new contact. So I had gotten some emails, and I didn't really know how to approach this because I was thinking that the most logical way would be to just invite them to have lunch with me. But I felt like it might be really weird if they just received an email from a complete stranger asking to have lunch with them. I did not think I was going to get any responses. But actually, the Lord was so graceful. And one freshman student actually replied back to me saying that she would love to have lunch. So I met with her this past week. And she was so open. And I just really encourage any of you, if you have any new contacts that you receive from tabling, to really just try to make the extra effort and reach out to them separately before you try inviting them to your Bible study, just because it might be better to meet with them one-on-one first, to just get to know them, see what their situation is, and then like see how open they are. And then even before inviting them, what you can do is just get their number. Text them, like, if you hear that they have an exam, text them good luck. Text them a verse if you find one that you're reading that makes you think of them. I think that that would just be so much more useful and encouraging in bringing new ones and showing them that you really love and care for them.
Next school.
Hi, I'm Julia Zoe.
Oh, hi, I'm Kevin.
And we go to Baruch College. So like Queens College and Brooklyn College, this is all part of the CUNY system, which is the public school system in New York. And so they're all community schools. So basically, we don't really have a campus meeting as well, but we participate in a lot of NYU things, and we also have appointments with saints. And I would say the last year I was commuting from Long Island, and this year I'm much closer in Manhattan, but both situations, I think what was important in those times in as a commuter school was to be in contact with saints, and specifically I had appointments when I was in Long Island with a sister, and even now I have appointments in Manhattan. And then I attended that Friday night home meeting in Long Island, which was really helpful. And we were covering Watchman Nee's biography. And now I attend the Thursday night meetings in Manhattan.
and we're covering our Holy Word for Morning Revival, and we're covering Ezekiel. So I've been enjoying that.
Yeah, so I also go to Baruch, and I commute from Queens, so it's about an hour. And I guess I've been enjoying the Face of an Ox, but more on the sacrifice part. Last semester, I tried to make the NYU meetings once a week, but this semester, it's been difficult, but I've been trying to make it every week, and I can say I've definitely been enjoying the Lord more. Yeah, it's difficult, but I really enjoy that, you know, just going to the meetings on Wednesday nights can be just so such a supply, and it's what really gets me through the week.
So I go to Hunter College.
What's your name?
FOMO. Yeah, it's also part of the CUNY system, so it's also like connected with Queens, Brooklyn, and
Brook.
Yeah. So our school is a small campus, so we don't have currently we don't have a gospel Christian club or anything of the sort. But for me personally, I go to Kevin's house for his Friday night's meeting, home meeting. And after reading today, I'm more touched about the face of the lion, because I'm more hopefully please pray and hopefully I could be more bold and preach the gospel more in school.
Amen.
Okay, so I go.
I also go to Hunter College. I had no idea there was another student there at Hunter. But I also go to the Friday night home meetings that was previously spoken about in Queens, and I feel like little by little my Christian life is growing daily, because when I go to school, I just go 3 days a week, and I go in and I go out. Like, I don't have breaks between my classes, so I'm not really hanging around anymore in my school. So these home meetings are definitely helpful.
So I actually don't go to Hunter College, but I go to Peace University. So I do know that there's one other saint that goes there, but I already kind of forgot who she is, which is kind of really bad, but she might actually not go there anymore. So instead of having meetings at my school, I actually end up going to the NYU, the Wednesday meetings, and also went to the True Forum, and I'm also participating in their Bible Challenge, which is really nice. And then one thing I wanted to say is, like, even though I'm kind of the only saint that goes there, something that's really encouraging to me is that even though I'm the only one, the Lord still has his move with me. As in, the high and awesome wheel is still with me, because I'm actually with him. And I kind of see that the four faces, the ox, the human face, the eagle, and the lion, it's all with me, and there's a move. Even though I'm kind of alone there, I know that there's saints praying for me. Amen. So it's just really encouraging to have this. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Kevin, and I go to Cooper Union. I just want to echo what the brother just shared. I think a similar situation applies to me. Actually, the Wednesday night NYU meeting they're always open for me and anyone else who happens to go to Cooper. But so it's a small campus, and I'm the only saint there, but I know that, you know, I always feel like people are praying for me and praying for the situation there. Amen. Amen. So I think it's just great to have prayer.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Libby. I'm a first-year student at Columbia, and all of us up here all go to Columbia. We have around 12 undergraduates and graduates on campus, and then 15 who regularly come to our Friday night Bible studies. In terms of our events, a number of us are part of the NYU Bible study for Galatians, or the Bible Challenge for Galatians. Thursday night we have a home meeting and our coordination and prayer time. Thursday morning, or Friday morning, a number of us have one-on-one appointments and fellowship time with a working saint. Friday night, we have our Bible studies on campus. We're going through the book of John. Every week, we read a chapter and then a supplemental reading that's provided from BFA, which has a number of questions, some outlines, and a ministry excerpt. And then Saturday night, we have another home meeting. In terms of my personal enjoyment, even though I get to see a lot of saints throughout the week, a number of students shared how there are not very many students on their campus. And something I guess that I've been doing, something that I've been doing that I really enjoy is that I've been scheduling Skype or FaceTime calls or just phone calls with saints that I grew up with from Southern California. So even though I'm all the way in New York, I really enjoy the times, the scheduled times that I have with them once a week, maybe just for an hour on Saturday afternoons. That way, you can still have those prayer times and you can still have those times with other saints, even though you're not physically with them. And it can definitely help if you're one of the few students on campus.
Amen. Hi, I'm Amber. I'm a senior at Columbia. And I wanted to share a little bit about the Thursday prayer and coordination times that we just started having them this semester. And I think that over the course of the last couple of years, as the number of students on campus has increased, there definitely has been a growing burden to have that, a set time where we physically meet in person and pray. And that was hard to do just because of, scheduling issues, coordination issues, number issues in terms of how many students there were on campus. And then starting from the start of the academic school year, so last semester, we started having a Monday conference call that we would all call into and, do prayer and coordination. But this is the first semester that we've had it physically in person at one of the sisters' apartments. And I've really just come to appreciate so much just so many different aspects of that time. I think for all of us, it's the end of the week. It's just good to have more face time with the saints and how, even though we're there to pray, even just being able to talk about how our weeks have gone, to have that time of just very human cherishing for one another has really been such a supply. And then in terms of prayer, I've been so burdened over the last couple conferences and the semi-annual and the winter that the Lord really needs prayer from us. And more often than not, even our own experience, if we check with that, I think prayer can tend to be very... it's not wrong to pray for practical things or personal things, but that's not necessarily always what the Lord is after. The Lord requires specific types of prayers that are able to allow him to move the way he wants to move. And so I've just been appreciating so much. You really feel so one with him and one with the body and one with his move when you can enter into prayer in that kind of way. And to echo what someone shared from the earlier meeting in terms of how coordination can sometimes feel an unnecessary burden, or that it's a logistical thing, we should just be able to check it off and get on with it. But it actually is the reality of coordination when you're with all the saints, with the students, and able to share, I had an appointment with this person this week, I've been enjoying this week, and then all enter corporately together into prayer over these items. That reality of coordination is so precious and not something that you can just delegate to a spreadsheet or a checklist. So I've been really appreciating that time.
I'm Dean. I'm a sophomore at Columbia. And just really briefly, I just want to echo what Amber said about prayer. I've really been enjoying this semester praying on Thursday night with all the students. And I think one of the ways for us to really practically enter into God's move is through prayer. And I've been experiencing this semester that through prayer, I feel like God's move is so much more concrete to me. We might have a lot of things to do outwardly, but it can be very easy to get focused on, we have to prepare this for the Bible study, or we have to prepare this when we're meeting with a new one or for the appointment or whatever. But I just appreciated that when we're meeting together with all the students and praying together, and not just praying, praying in a general way, but praying specifically for each student and for each new one and for each event that we have on campus. And also praying, more higher prayers that, the Lord's move on Columbia would, that the Lord would have his way on Columbia through his move. And I just feel like this semester I'm realizing so much more that without prayer, it can be hard for us to really enter into the Lord's move. We can do a lot of outward things, but unless we're praying and, unless we're praying and in a consistent way and also with other saints, it can be hard for us to have the reality of what the Lord is really doing on our campus. So, I was just really encouraged that we all need prayer, you know, regardless of what the condition on our campus is or how many students are there. As long as there's prayer, then the Lord has a way to move on our campus.
My name's Justin. I'm a senior at Columbia. I was reminded about something that a brother once told me. He said to spend 3 hours a week taking care of a new one, and that'll change your Christian life. And, well, I don't know if I can say I spend 3 hours a week. Dean and I, we meet with a new one about once a week, and we've been going over the New Believers series. And these times have been very profitable, like, hopefully for him, but also for us. Like, we went over the New Believer series for prayer, and I just was reminded that you never really graduate from these basic concepts, you know. They're still very profitable, even when you revisit them. So, I just was reminded of that. So.
Amen. Oh, wait, one more thing. We also were very encouraged by NYU's Truth Forum, so we are planning one for Friday, April 7th, just, like, as an open invite to, like, everyone here.
Any more from New York?
New York?
The rest of New York?
Upstate New York.
So I'm Brian. I'm a sophomore at Cornell, and there's about 10 to 15 students, and we have our events are we have a Tuesday prayer meeting and a Friday night meeting on campus, and we have Lord's Table at Brother Frank's house. And what I've been enjoying this past semester is the four living creatures show us that each member has a function, and I feel like when I first came to Cornell, I felt discouraged because it's, like, much smaller compared to, you know, back home, right? But actually, I feel like it was a blessing because I feel like the past year and a half, I really learned how to function as a member. You know, I feel like I've done services that, like, I never thought I would. Like, I would always think, like, oh, that's for someone else's job, right? But in Ithaca, you know, I've learned how to function, not just, like, sit back in the meetings, but, you know, Amen. Just reading a verse, you know, every meeting. I feel like that's something that I've learned to do in my time there. So I just really appreciate that, you know, Amen. Even in a smaller campus, you can still learn to function as a member.
Amen. Oh, so I also go to Cornell. I'm a first year PhD student. I'm Li Jun. So the time that I feel like the strong wind, my almighty wind is every time I go to the meeting. It's like every time before the meeting, I always feel, will there be so there are many people? Like, so according to my like last semester, I feel the Friday group meeting is only four or five. So, and usually, and even last day, I feel the number won't be that many. But I think, I don't know, like, this semester, like the first time I go to the group meeting, like before opening the door, I expect maybe three or four, but it actually turns out to be much more, and I feel there is a really the almighty wind, like I can feel, like so it was really the moment I feel that I saw the Lord's body. I see the church, I see the body. It's it's really it's refreshing and
So I also go to Cornell. My name's Caroline. I'm a sophomore. And just like Brian, I came from a home locality where there are a lot of saints. And so I guess in a way it was like a blessing for the Lord to place me at Cornell just because there weren't that many saints. And so back home, sometimes it would be easy to kind of, you know, hide behind the serving ones or not really prophesy during the meeting. But at Cornell, it was really important to function as a member just because there weren't that many saints. And it helped me realize that, wow, like, functioning as a member is, like, what builds the body. And, you know, that's like, what we need to do right now.
Hi, so I'm a sophomore at Cornell, and I kind of want to share a little bit of my personal experience because I'm kind of like new to the church. So like when I was little, like back home in Kansas City, Missouri, I used to go to church with my family, but like when I was really little, they kind of stopped going, so I stopped going. And so when I came to Cornell, I got back in the church life, and
Amen.
I was really amazed at like how good it feels to be back, you know?
Amen.
And it's also helped, it's been a little intimidating at first, like how active we are, because it's like a small group of us, and prophesying every week, and now I even have to like play guitar for the hymn meetings because one of the sisters graduated, and yeah, glad to be back.
Amen.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Ansar.
Hello, I felt very burdened to share. I'm currently home in Albany. I was going to school for dance in Manhattan. I had to get surgery, so I'm taking online classes. But I've just been really appreciating how when I got the surgery, I was on a lot of medications. I couldn't drive, I couldn't walk, you know, all that. So I wasn't able to go to our home meetings for about 3 weeks. And then I just felt so, I guess, empty, like I needed something. And then I was like, what is this that I'm needing in my life? I'm like, is it dance? Is it this? Is that? And then I went to another meeting and I was like, oh, it was the saints. It was just I kind of lost my spirit in that time because I was just so upset about, you know, not being able to walk or pick up my own like thing from the ground, you know, all this stuff. And yeah, so I just really appreciate, and like the saints in Albany are so welcoming, and just as they are in New York, so I love how I get to mingle with both the localities.
Hi, my name is Elisa. I'm a junior at Syracuse University. So right now on campus, we have about 4 or 5 students. So for a long time, it was just me on campus, but this past semester, a freshman sister came. She's not baptized yet, so we've been praying a lot for her to take that next step to get baptized. And then this past semester, a brother transferred in, and he's been in the church life for about 2 years now, and he's also baptized. So, and then also my friend, who I've been praying for a long time, she's starting to meet with us too. So we're just praying for the campus to be more open and for us to grow together. And we've been meeting every Friday, but a lot of times it's just me. So sometimes we'll just cancel the meeting because no one's going to show up. But a sister in Syracuse, she's been the one taking care of us a lot. So she'll come to campus right before she has to pick up her kids from school. So she's really been the one that's shepherding us. And we were starting to read like the New Believers series. So just to bring my gospel friend more information about, you know, what it means to be saved and the meaning of prayer. But yeah, I also really enjoyed the matter of functioning, because since we're such a small locality, we're trying to encourage each other to function more and to really build up our church in Syracuse. But,
we're from RPI in Salier, and on campus we have around, and I'll also be representing students from SUNY Albany, and on campus at Rensselaer, we have around 4 students plus Tao who meet up regularly, and in SUNY we have around three saints, and we don't have a club on campus, but we're currently in the registration process for Christians on Campus Club at Rensselaer, and we usually have home meetings in saints rooms saints houses, and Sunday meetings, and on Lord's Day we would meet here in Rosendale. And one of the things that I really enjoyed, as was shared by a couple other people, was the really the shepherding of the saints. Amen. And back home, where I'm originally from, there's a really rich church life there. But very regrettably, I was never really built up or connected with any of the other saints. But here in Rensselaer, I see Tao like five, maybe three times every week. And so I have to get connected with him. and it's just so sweet. I mean, even in our prayer meetings, how we conduct prayer meetings is me, Tao, and two other sisters would grab a room, and then we'll have a group call for other saints in Albany. However, one sister who lives in Albany still insists on driving to RPI to have the prayer meeting with us, and that's just really sweet.
Wow.
And amen. So one thing that has really encouraged me was getting built up with other saints and getting connected with other saints, because you realize that they really do care for you and for your going on.
Amen. My name is Tal. I actually graduated from RPI in December, and Tihan as a freshman. I'm so thankful to God that we have this dear brother here.
Amen.
3 years ago, at RPI, I tried to register a Christian on campus club, but I was only sent at RPI at that time, and I was not strong enough to conquer that obstacle. At RPI, we have to contact a Roman Catholic father, get approval from him, then we can start the registration process for our Christian Song Campus Club. 3 years ago, we did not put this club thing into our prayer, but this time we pray together. Mm-hmm. We give this club registration to God. Then I contact Tihan to go to a so-called father's office together. Then he got reply from the father, and I really think that the prayer is so important, because
Amen.
By having prayer, we give the all the things to God, and we have God bless us.
Amen.
So God will work with us.
Amen.
Amen. So thank God we are going to have the first club meeting hopefully in 2 weeks.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How about Montclair?
Yeah, so we're from Montclair State University in New Jersey. So there is myself and another brother, my dear brother Videns, who couldn't make it this week because he caught a flu. And we have a wonderful 8 students that meets with us. And so what we do is we have a Bible study on a Thursday from 4 to 5:30. And right after that, we go to a home nearby campus. It's a walking distance. So we'll go there, we have dinner, we fellowship, and sometimes we play games. And we just really have a good time. And the students really, really treasure this time, because the ones that don't make it to the Bible study, they would come to the home after, you know? And so I could testify that there's a wind from the north on this campus, for sure. God is definitely doing something on this campus. I'm really happy to be part of it.
Amen.
And it's a story I like to share. There's a student named Ben who couldn't make it also, but this brother is wide open. He's open. I met him actually like 2 semesters ago. And we tried to preach the gospel to him. Nothing was going in. You know, he said, yeah, it's like, I know all these things. And he wasn't very interested at all. So I was like, all right, okay. So we moved on. But middle of last semester, I met him just middle of campus. And he asked me for a favor. And I was like, what is this, you know? I haven't seen you for a few months, and he's asking me a favor. I was like, amen, all right, Lord, I'm going to do it. So I did it, and that was it. I didn't hear him after. And then I met him again on campus, and he has something going on in his life, and then he kept asking for favor. And every time he asked, I said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll help you. I'll take you to places, whatever. And after all of that, he became very open to the saints. Yeah, so he comes to the Thursday night and every home meeting. And he said he loves it. He said the saints are wonderful, they're lovely. And so I could testify that was the face of an ox, you know. But yeah, praise the Lord that Lord is doing something on this campus for sure.
Hi, my name is Jerry Valdez. I'm a sophomore, transferred from UConn to Montclair State. It's the first time I've experienced, especially this organization, compared to UConn and Never Howard Christian Campus. People say they are, but I haven't seen it in it, haven't experienced in it at all. UConn was different than when I went to Montclair, because UConn was none other Christian. I was the one who made my own over there, left a club there. Never had another Christian organization in UConn. But some people say they are, but I haven't seen it. But in Montclair, so I've been to Christian campus 2 semesters. Last semester, I was there. I saw Shin on a tabling. He was tabling, and it was in a career fair. He was explaining what is Christian campus. So I've been to the Bible studies. I've been to the home on Friday nights with Eddie's house. But we enjoy fellowship and, you know, come together to the Lord and how to deepen the Bible and learn about everything about fellowship. So yeah, I had a good experience. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Princeton and Ryder.
Hi, I'm Davis from Princeton University. So currently there's 3 brothers and 1 gospel friend who are meeting on the campus. That's not enough for an actual campus meeting though, so we meet with the local saints and also at the church in Franklin. Mostly we just do the Friday night meetings, home meetings, and also the Lord's table. Unfortunately, we haven't been very good at coordinating among ourselves, and I feel like we kind of almost like rotate when we're available to go to the meetings. So for example, this weekend I was the only one who was able to come to this conference. But lately I think the wind's really been moving between us, and especially since me and Preston, one of the other saints meeting there, are seniors, we've really been trying to be more proactive about pursuing the Lord. And one thing that I've just really enjoyed over my past 4 years is all the care and the encouragement and the prayers that the local saints have been giving to us. One of the things that's really kept all of us going is being invited to the saints' homes for dinner, and all of the rides and other favors they've been doing to help us get to the meetings. So yeah, just praise the Lord for the body.
Amen. Amen. My name is Matt, and I'll just echo everything that Davis has said. Yeah, so I'm the only one at Ryder, and so I meet with the local saints around. So I live in Princeton, and I'm actually walking distance from Princeton University. And so we meet with the students at Princeton University with the surrounding local saints. I don't know what else to say with this, but there has been a ton of prayers from the saints, and that has been the only supply that has been kept us going, and really for us to continue meeting, right? Because for a person to be by themselves at a university to continue on is very it's very difficult, and a lot of times causes you to be discouraged and want to make you to kind of just leave and look for something else, right? But it's through all the saints' prayers that kept us and kept us going on and kept us continue to pursue and to really be blended together and be built up. We see ourselves not as just we're college students, we should only be meeting with college students, but rather we meet with the working saints, right? Because in the body, it doesn't matter what age group you're in, right? Because we get built up together regardless of who you are, your state in life, and so forth. So I was just really enjoying that, you know, we have so much saints that support us, pray for us, and shepherds us.
Last but not least, Rutgers.
Oh, okay. Yes, very good. So I'm Brother Tyler Polonio, and I'm a sophomore at Rutgers. And in total, we have about 25 saints or so that are in fellowship regularly. And actually, it's very encouraging. About 10 of those saints or so, we were just having some fellowship before, seeing exactly how many, but around 10 or so, they began to meet with us in the past semester. So this is very nice. In fact, most days on campus when I'm walking around, I see other brothers, sisters. So I think that's always something really can fill us with joy. So in terms of some of the meetings that we have, actually on Wednesday mornings, we have the corporate morning revival time on campus, which is very, very enjoyable to be able to start the day in this kind of way. And then also on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the Brothers House is open at 7:30 to have the corporate morning revival time, which also is very sweet. And then, of course, we have home meetings. There are 3 home meeting groups. And there's also recently has begun the tabling in the various student centers to contact some of the new students. And then also we, of course, have the Bible study on Wednesday evening. So I really have been enjoying the Bible study this semester. The topic actually is coming from Revelation chapter 2 and 3, right? So it's similar to the messages that we've been covering a few weeks ago that we went through concerning returning to the orthodoxy of the church, right? So actually, I'm very thankful to the Lord that we could go over these kind of messages and go over Revelation 2 and 3 on Wednesday night, right? Because this is not a cheap matter. This is something of great substance. So I feel like it's very enjoyable that we can touch these kind of very important principles, right, regarding what the Lord needs in order to bring us to the position where we can be those Christians returning to the orthodoxy of the church, right? In other words, being those Christians who are exercising our Christian life in a normal way. And then, of course, it's always encouraging. At the end of the outline, usually we'll see how the verses in Revelation 2 or 3, there's always the call for the overcomers, right? There's always the call to overcome the degradation. And we see actually this is what the Lord is desiring. So I've just been enjoying to be able to pursue this matter with the other brothers and sisters. I think it's very encouraging. So thank the Lord. We have also kind of a lot of activities because there are quite a few saints. So yeah, now other brothers and sisters, they can share their enjoyment too.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm a freshman at Rutgers, and like Tyler, I really appreciate the Bible studies on Wednesdays. And it's in the middle of the week, so it's so nice, like, in the middle of the week to just take a break from studying and to go and see the saints. And we're pursuing the 7 churches in Revelation. And we actually went over that on Lord's Day a few weeks back, and now we're going through them during the Bible study. And it's, like, just really nice to come together with the saints. And one thing I really enjoyed was the matter of the burning fire and how everything of ourselves needs to be burned away. And the only thing remaining should be the Lord. Yeah. And so I really enjoyed that. Like, everything we do on campus, whether we're, like, preaching the gospel or attending the meetings, it shouldn't be out of our own strength. But rather, we should have the Lord's life.
Mm. Amen.
Okay. So my name is LaRaven. I'm a freshman at Rutgers, and I really thank the Lord for the companionship on our campus. Back in high school, I had a lot of Christian friends, but they didn't have the wind blowing on them, and they were just comfortable with their walk with God. They weren't trying to get closer to Him, and I just thank God for the companionship that our club has, that everyone it has the wind blowing on them. And that's influenced me to be closer to God as well. And it just makes me so happy to know that I'm not walking my Christian journey alone, that there are other Christians trying to get to that spirituality that I'm trying to get to.
Amen.
There's probably time for one more.
Hello, I'm Rob. How's it going? So I really enjoy just getting into the Bible in general, whether it's at Bible study or home meeting or just with like one of the other brothers, because it's not only just like knowledge acquisition and just like taking it for your own enrichment, but then you can take it and then like apply it to your real life, and that's what gives it that like really living element. And then not only can I take what I learn, I can share with people who aren't necessarily in the club and get them turned on to God as well. So, yeah.
On Mondays, we have our coordination, like student coordination time, and I really enjoy that time because even though we do some, we take care of some practical stuff, afterwards we have like dinner and we just fellowship over like practical, like just student life things, and I really treasure that time.
Mm. Amen. A couple more to go, I talked to Sheldon. The
day of the AOK. Hi, I'm Kimberly. I'm a sophomore at Rutgers. After the winter training, I told myself I would attend more meetings, but that didn't exactly happen. I really felt like after sitting through this morning's message, I really enjoyed the burning of the fire as well as the face of the lion. Even though I like went through a lot of prayer and decided to drop some things in the past few weeks, there still was a lot of things that came up, that popped up, and I realized that anything that takes the first place in my heart over the Lord needs to be burned away. My soul has to be put away. So this matter needs a lot more prayer, but I'm always encouraged by running into a lot of the other saints that I see on campus. This past year, we've been so blessed to have a lot of new ones, and just running into them all over campus. We have like many campuses, so there are a lot of opportunities for reminders, and of course, we can't live from reminder to reminder, but each reminder needs action. But of course, like having the sisters there, meeting up for whether it's just to study or just to talk and catch up, it's really been encouraging.
Amen. So I just really treasure the matter about functioning. In the meeting, we're saying, we're declaring, I have a function. But when I was saying that, I realized like, I say it so many times, but I think of it as myself. Like I think of it as my individual function. But actually, this function is for the body. And so when I came to Rutgers, I'm a freshman at Rutgers, I just realized that the body is so important. The body, we're actually members of the body, and we have our functions are for the body. And so back home in Asia, like I was from a church life in Singapore, and like the prayer meeting and everything, like I could function. I could like serve the YP, or like I just could like even lead. But once I came here, I realized like I can't say anything. Like I can't open my mouth for some reason, and like the Lord just really shined in me and just exposed me, saying that like your function is not out of your natural man, but really it is out of our love for the Lord. And so because of this, like I just experienced like having more more conversations with the Lord and having actually an intimate and personal relationship with him. And so like that just living in the dorms in Rutgers, it's just like actually it's not a sad thing, but actually you can experience the Lord and experience him like as the most intimate and like affectionate one. And actually all this is for the body.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd just like to actually add some feeling, just to take 1 minute to share real quickly. Just for the ones that you're not in a big campus or there's not a lot of other brothers and sisters there, don't be discouraged. When I was in school, that was my situation. There was actually no Bible study, no corporate living. The only thing that I had was a Friday home meeting in a dear couple's home. Actually, that was the only home that had the college students over. And there was only three of us, but there was the sweet presence of the Lord there. And that was the supply. And actually, in a sense, it doesn't matter if you're on a small campus or a large campus. You need to find the supply. Actually, even if you're in a large campus with so many other brothers and sisters, if you're not seeking the supply, you won't be able to make it, right? And so we all need to remember this morning's message about the personal, intimate, affectionate relationship with the Lord. You might have just one other on your campus. You might be by yourself. Or you might be with 29 others. But you all need to have that personal relationship with the Lord, right? And so it really, it's our imperative to be able to find the supply both individually and then also corporately. And then the matter being built up, I really appreciated some of the speaking. You know, when I was in school, actually, I realized that the Lord was leading me or moving me to serve in my locality, specifically with the young people. And that's where I learned coronation. Maybe sometimes when you think of coronation, you're like imagining, oh, I'm by myself. How can I get coronated? You know, I don't have any other college students. Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be college students. I learned coronation by being built up with 40-year-old dads, right? That not the same stage of life as me. But that was the Lord moving me, calling me, right? And in that service, that's how I learned how to coordinate, how to fellowship, how to even receive the supply to be built up for the body. So anyway, I hope, especially for you all, that you might feel, oh, I'm the only one. Actually, you're not, right? You have the body, the body of Christ, right? And we are here standing with one another. Okay, for the last 10 or so minutes, we just want to present to you event in the summer. We call the college training. And so some of you are familiar with it, some of you are not. And so actually, right now in the U.S., there are 5 college trainings, okay? And they're broken down by different regions. And so here in the Northeast, and what that means is from New Jersey, actually, is it Phil? Uh-oh, I should know this. I forgot if Philadelphia is with us. I think they are. No. Okay, anyway, I'm sure that it's New Jersey all the way up to Massachusetts. We are in the same region, and so we have a college training. And this year, it's going to be held at this camp at KPCC. We just have a short video to present to everybody. I think in this video, it's about 10 minutes long. It'll present to you what goes on in the college training, what is the burden of the college training. I would just say that if you have a heart to be for the Lord's move, this is something you should highly consider, right? Especially the high school seniors, right? The high school seniors. Some of you guys are right here. Amen. This is a great way to start your college career is by going to the college training. So, James, are we ready?